I think what's particularly interesting about Blackpool is that it sort of created a perception of being rather lost in time. And people rather think of donkeys and fish and chips and newspaper and trams and so on. And indeed, it would be true to say that Blackpool has changed little. And the sort of amusements that were very appealing back in the 50s and 60s are the sort of amusements that you will find today.
Try, you're still here!
I think I'm part of the dying tradition, to be honest with you, you know, because holiday patterns have changed so much, you know, the traditional northern wakes weeks type thing. And it's harder to get the punters in. And the new entertainers are not interested. They've got the same affection for the business. They couldn't do a summer season. They couldn't do a 16-week season. They don't seem to have the stamina or the desire, or I don't know what it is with them.
Mark Etches, Managing Director of Leisure Parks. Leisure Parks is a company that owns six piers around the UK, three of which are in Blackpool, but we also own the Blackpool Tower, the Winter Gardens, and a number of arcades, hotels and theatres in the town. I've been quoted as saying that Blackpool really is supping at the last chance saloon, and I think that's not exaggerating the situation at all. Whilst it still is the busiest seaside resort in Europe, seaside resorts, particularly in the UK, are suffering from serious decline.
Right, my name is Brian Crompton. I'm the company archivist for Leisure Parks, and we're here on the North Pier in Blackpool. There was absolutely nothing on the pier beyond a couple of kiosks when it first opened, because the whole idea of piers was that they provided all the benefits of promenading in the fresh sea breezes without the sort of illnesses that you can get by being on a boat in rough seas.
Hiya, I'm Johnny Casson, world-famous comedian, living in Blackpool. I did the pier 2 years ago with Joe Longthorne for the main season. I did early season with Mick Miller and the Bachelors, and then did the main season with Joe Longthorne. It was terrific. Big star Joe, and he pulled good crowds in every night. I first worked there in 1964. I was in a pop group then, and worked there with Jerry and the Pacemakers. And I tried from 1964 to get back on the North Pier, and I eventually got on in 1998, and on opening night I was in hospital having a heart bypass. And I thought, my typical that. But anyway, I got the last 5 weeks. Back this summer with the Grumbleweeds. Because it's getting harder and harder to get people over the tram tracks in Blackpool, you know. You know, for £10 they want Frank Sinatra and ELO, you know. But it's, I think the Grumbleweeds pulled very well last year, and I think we'll do okay this summer. 16 weeks in one place, you can get a bit of stability into your life and a nice pattern of working. Because it's quite a lonely life on your own, driving the country. Just do it, going in, coming out, going home, emptying my wallet, coming out again.
Well, the first one was here in the 1880s, which was on the site of the present theatre, known as the Indian Pavilion, and that was very much Victorian musical extravaganzas with an orchestra, with singers, with popular medleys and this kind of thing.
I mean, Rob Wilson was a big star. Dave Morris was massive in Blackpool. Frank Randall, all terrific comics in the time. Jimmy James, Hilda Baker did amazing business on the South Pier, the Central Pier. And you just have Uncle Peter Webster with his talent show. You know, he discovered loads of people. And you see, them people, the two shows a night, sold out. They'll be sold out for the whole season. You know, it's, most of my heroes are from that era, I think. You know, I like modern comedy, but that comedy was more gentle. It was warm. That's the trouble with nowadays. Everything's quite aggressive and a bit snarly. Nobody smiles anymore. And I love it, you know. To you know, the history with it, like the North Pier, and all the piers in Blackpool. The history, you know, you can feel it backstage. I get a real, first time I worked there, I got a real buzz out. It was like, you know, like working at London Palladium. Yeah, it's a good spot. It's an honour to work on the pier, definitely.
There still exists a wonderful nostalgia for the town. It still has a lot of currency. And indeed, I think it's very important that in developing a Blackpool for the future is that we don't lose touch with that nostalgia. And here we are, stood on North Pier. It's very reminiscent of the original promenading nature of this attraction. And in our plans for the future, we are very keen to develop perhaps an exhibition that shows off you know, what was successful in Blackpool in the past. But I think it's very important that we don't actually drown in that nostalgia. Let's celebrate it, but let's also make the town relevant for the future.
I'm Gypsy Sarah Petrolengro from North Pier, and I've been on North Pier for 15 years, reading fortunes. And I was brought up on South Pier 36 years ago. My mother was on South Pier with her family, and I'm on here with my family. They're all being brought up on a pier. My great-great-granddad was Gypsy Petrolengro. And also, we've got relations all around the country, Petrolengros, that are quite famous. It's lovely being on the pier, especially, you know, when the weather's nice. It's better than... I mean, I used to be down at Coral Island helping my mother before I come on here. And that was like work. You know, you're just stuck there and all the cars all going by you. But on here, it's lovely. It's like being on your holidays. It's lovely.
Fancy walking to work every night and down the pier. Healthy living, it's wonderful. Yeah. When I was there in summer season, I started taking photos out of the dressing room window of sunsets and stuff like that. It was an amazing array of colours in that.
I remember one year we all had to come off the pier because the sea was that strong and that high, it was pushing all the floorboards up. It was one of the busiest weeks of the year, and we were fighting to try and get on, but they wouldn't let us on. All the bins was blowing down the pier, so they couldn't really let us on. And when the, you know, when the weather's really bad, no matter how well they do it, you can guarantee you always get a leak. So the roof had to be done like that because it always leaks in. But I think we're changing it all this year anyway, because the carpet's gone a bit threadbare.
And when it's high tide, and it gets to sort of September, October, and you can feel the waves sitting underneath the theatre, you know, and it feels like you're on a boat, you know, and on a big ship thing, and it's a bit spooky, you know, because you can hear the bosh on the thing.
We get mostly older people, but there's a very good family bar down at the bottom, and that brings all the families up. No matter what the weather, you can guarantee you'll see them pushing the prams up the pier, even if it's raining, and you feel sorry for the little children going up there. But it is very good entertainment at the top of the pier. They've got a good DJ on, and he's a good children's DJ. So it's worth going right to the top of the pier. And then there's the carousel. That's a lovely big traditional carousel, and that is one of the main attractions on this pier.
We have a little tram on North Pier because of the exposed nature of the pier, and in order to get patrons safely and away from winds and any bad weather from the shore end of the pier to the theatre to our shows, we do have the little tram that will take you down there.
It's lovely, and the carousels you can see there is lovely. And I mean, in the summer they have the big bar there. They've got the outdoor bit there where they have the fella playing the organ in the daytime, the talent shows and that. And people still sit in the deck chairs in the sun lounge, and it's pleasant. It's lovely.
There has been a lot of changes in the piers. Not so much North Pier. North Pier is very traditional, and they don't really change it a lot, which I think is nice. But Central Pier and South Pier, they've made it a lot like a fairground, really, which I think it's took the character away from the pier. It's a lot like the Pleasure Beach, actually.
It's like all catering in the leisure business. There are some very familiar strands, very familiar themes which people want to see, which people expect to see, and there's the new and the latest and so on. I mean, there's a marvellous bungee experience on the South Pier where they sort of wind you up, tie you to a rope and a harness and wind you up about 100 feet, and then when you're ready to go, you shout and you swing out like a huge pendulum. We've had helicopter rides off piers when it was novel to have a ride in a helicopter. It's entirely developing something that the Victorians started. We used to have an arcade on the North Pier here that was what the butler saw machines. There were as penny in the slot machines, and that developed over the years. So you're just seeing the latest incarnation of something that was very Victorian.
I've had it said to me by an alternative comedian, but it was a derogatory term. He said, you're Blackpool acts. He said, you exchange material, don't you? I said, no, we don't. I said, they come and see you and pinch it off you. They don't exchange it. He do jokes about the trams and, you know, and the tower and all that, and the landladies, because they still get a laugh, you know. And Mick Miller, he's a Blackpool comic, and Mick Miller tells a lovely gag about the drunk coming out, staggering up the tram tracks, and the tram slows down and says to him, "Fleetwood, mate." He says, "Carry on straight on, it's up them tram tracks, you'll find it." But they laugh at stuff like that in Blackpool, you know. I just talk about life and being married and all the pitfalls, you know. I specialise in wifey, family type gags, you know. My latest one was, I said to my wife, "What's going to happen to you when I'm dead?" And she said, "Well, with a bit of luck, I'll be acquitted." So, I mean, last summer I did the Grand Theatre with Cannon and Ball, Frank Carson, Bucks Fizz and the Roly Polies, and myself. I mean, that was a fabulous show, and they took £1 million through the gate. So it said something that people like to see this kind of show still. Or people who come to Blackpool, anyway. Chubby Brown does it every summer, and he does good business.
Did you see that in the papers? They found a woman's body in a suitcase at Glasgow Airport. Who said a f***ing man can't pack?
Chubby comes to Blackpool. He is a phenomena here in Blackpool, and he has a unique style of comedy, which is not really for family audiences. And he, nonetheless, is in a tradition of comics like Frank Randall. There's nothing new. Roy Chubby Brown is in that tradition, and I know Roy would like to think he was in that tradition of naughtiness that's often associated with Blackpool, where Frank Randall was for many, many years.
Yeah, well, Blackpool are doing this thing now. If you want to see the illuminations, you can hire a little plane, £25, to go around the illuminations and take photographs. So I went, because I thought, well, it's cheap, isn't it? So I said, "How much? £25, Chubbs. And how much do you weigh?" I said, "The f***ing hell's that got to do with it? We know how much petrol to put in." I said, "Fill the f***ing up."
Blackpool has always been about fun. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's about fun. I think it would be wrong for Blackpool to seek to be overly sophisticated.
You can't educate audiences, you know, so you give them stuff. Blackpool is it's a fish and chips town, and they like fish and chip material.
Visitors to Blackpool from the Lancashire mill towns in the early 1900s, when they arrived in Blackpool, they would have seen Blackpool Tower and indeed the other attractions, including the piers, going out over the water with great awe, just as I find when I fly into Las Vegas or Orlando today. I see that with great awe. For me, what Blackpool will look like in 15 to 20 years' time will be a vibrant, entertainment-led city that emulates Las Vegas. Our vision for the town is to see anywhere between three, six, maybe a dozen very large resort casino hotel complexes, within which you'll find the great array of entertainment, of gaming, of shopping that you find in Las Vegas today.
Well, I think if they make it into a miniature Las Vegas, I think it'll attract a lot more people. But it just depends how they do it, because they might attract the wrong kind of people.
They've got this master plan to build casinos like Atlantic City, which I think it'd be fantastic for Blackpool. I'd feel quite comfortable with that, because, you know, we've never been a swearing comedian. You can adapt.
Pier People was produced by Peter Everett. If a